In Texas and North Carolina, Memphis and St. Louis, and maybe even in your own backyard, it is barbecue season. And in that spirit, today we're going to drop in on Kansas City to learn more about Henry Perry. They called him the Barbecue King, and back in March, Mackenzie Martin from member station KCUR brought us the story of this black entrepreneur from a century ago who created an American institution. Today, we'll get a second helping.
One of the first things you should know about Henry Perry is that he didn't get the name Barbecue King posthumously. He called himself the Barbecue King. He put it in newspaper ads. It was on the window of his restaurant. Perry also didn't create barbecue in Kansas City. People were already barbecuing meat when he arrived in 1907 from Memphis. He was just the first guy to really make a living selling it, and he coined the local style. To many, the reason for his success was pretty simple.
He smoked barbecue better than anybody. And they traveled from as far as Leavenworth, Kansas, just to eat his food.
In spite of it being the Jim Crow era, Kansas City historians like Sonny Gibson say Perry's various restaurants in the black neighborhood surrounding 18th and Vine attracted a diverse customer base.
You could walk in through the front door, you would see black and white people. It was a place where segregation ended when you walked through the door.
It's not like barbecue was the great unifier, but like jazz at the time, Perry's was a place where black and white people coexisted in ways they weren't doing elsewhere. According to Perry, there was only one way to cook barbecue, slow, over a fire made from hickory and oak wood, with the meat juices dripping on the coals. But while Perry was picky about how he barbecued, he wasn't picky about what he barbecued.
He barbecued and he cooked everything. Raccoons, coons, rabbits.
Possum, hog, mutton. Based on what we know, though, we can safely assume that all of it was pretty tasty, right?
Aren't you a little curious what it would taste like?
No. No, no, I'm not curious. No way. Ain't nobody gonna eat no barbecue raccoon.
Well, there's at least one person.
I've eaten coon before. It has a real pleasant taste, coon does.
Jim Watts is the ombudsman at the Black Archives of Mid-America Research Center here in Kansas City. He credits Perry's marketing and business savvy with what got people to come from all over.
Perry was the guy that stood up, wanted to make a living doing something that he liked doing. He was a businessman.
And Perry's influence didn't end when he died in 1940. In a sense, his influence tripled. See, there were three notable apprentices that Henry Perry taught about barbecue: Arthur Pinkard and brothers Arthur and Charlie Bryant. Pinkard went on to cook for what is now the Gates Family Barbecue chain. Meanwhile, the Bryant brothers, first Charlie, then Arthur, went on to create the business we know today as Arthur Bryant's. They all credited Henry Perry with teaching them everything they knew about slow-cooking meat. But in spite of helping kickstart two of Kansas City's most famous barbecue restaurants, very few Kansas Cityans know the story of Henry Perry. That includes his own descendants.
I am Bernetta McKendra, and I am the granddaughter of Henry Perry.
McKendra never met her grandfather, and she didn't grow up hearing stories about him from her mother or her grandmother.
He just wasn't talked about. It was just known that he was the barbecue king.
Then a few years ago, McKendra happened to overhear someone talking about how Henry Perry had been inducted into the American Royal Barbecue Hall of Fame. It spurred her to start researching the grandfather she never knew.
And it was not until I started to read and got older and saw other publications that I began to know that, oh, I think he really is someone.
McKendra says last summer was when it really sunk in that her grandfather was someone special. That's when Henry Perry Day was proclaimed in Kansas City, exactly a century after he fed 1,000 Kansas Cityans for free on the lawn next to his restaurant.
It was a glorious time. It was really a time of reckoning that not only was this man being recognized, but he also was my blood relative. The thing that's been most interesting to me is his tenacity? What was the drive that kept him going?
Today, there isn't a Perry's Barbecue in downtown Kansas City, but there's Gates and Arthur Bryant's in the old 18th and Vine Jazz District. And not far away, there's Joe's, Jones, LC's, Jack Stack, Q39, and countless others. Kansas City barbecue joints, some of which might not be around today if it wasn't for Henry Perry. And while they might not cook the meat directly on the coals like Perry did, they're still carrying on his tradition of barbecue excellence in Kansas City. For Here and Now, I'm Mackenzie Martin.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd.
And I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.